the scriptures, a very important principle is taught, which can enable the sadhaka to approach the Lord with a proper attitude. This is explained by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that Lord is a drashta and the jiva is a drishta. The meaning of these two words is, the Lord is the real seer and we are the seen. Just like we all have so many senses with us, like somebody has eyes and nose and ears and hands and legs. These senses are not in our control. Like sometimes if you were to use the phone for a long period of time, and the ears are having problem now. And we cannot set it right. Immediately it is so difficult. Somebody's hand is broken, leg is broken, or somebody's hand is amputated. So we have no power to set right the impaired senses. Sometimes, to some degree, we can set it right. We cannot completely set it right. Why? Because Krishna is Rishikesh. And all the senses that all living beings have, they belong to Krishna originally. That's why Krishna is called Rishikesh. Rishikena, Rishikesha Sevanam. So because all the senses belong to him, the control of all the senses also is with him only. Now you may say, I have my hand, I am moving up and down. Is it not in my hand, my control? Yes, we have the senses. We think we are using them. Actually the control, just like this bulb is in, the switch is in our hands to put it on or off, but the electricity board has to supply. If the electricity board doesn't supply electricity, my putting on and off has no meaning. Isn't it? Similarly, unless Krishna empowers the senses of every living entity has no power to use his senses also. Like a man has a procreation sense by which he is procreating children. The procreating and procreation sense will not function if Krishna doesn't permit him to procreate a child. Like that, every one of the senses. So this is the first step to understand that all the senses are owned by Krishna and gifted by Krishna to the living being. My hand is Krishna's gift. My eye is Krishna's gift. My ears are Krishna's gift. Whatever I possess ability, it is Krishna's gift. Now, unless the sun sees in the morning, we cannot see. Why? Because the sun is Krishna's eye. Sun and the moon are Krishna's eyes. These are the material eyes of Krishna in the material world. Surya and Chandra, these are the two eyes of the Supreme Lord, it is said. Without that light, we cannot see. Somebody may say, what about putting on some bulb or something, can't I see? All the light-emitting objects in the whole creation get their power to emit light only from the sun. They absorb the power and later on they emit it. Like that. Which means, without the sun and moon seeing first, we cannot see even our own hand also. We can't see the other people. So Lord sees first and we see next. Just as Lord sees first with his sun and moon eyes, we see with our eyes, these eyes. So these eyes are dependent on the sun. Similarly, the super soul is the first eye to see everything in this world. Then the Atma can see. Or to put it more precisely, whatever the super soul shows, that only Atma can see. For example, if you want to find fault with someone, super soul can put torchlight in that person's fault and show it. See here, this soul has problem. And immediately we can see it. And if I want to see fault in myself, the super soul can put torchlight in my heart and show, hey, see, you have fault. You have to rectify. So whatever the jiva desires to see, the super soul shows it. And then only we can see. Just like the sun rises in the morning, then we get to see everything. Similarly, so the Lord's eye sees and then our eye sees. In one sense, our eye has absolutely no ability to see anything in one sense. Because everything is made up of atoms and molecules in this world. They are a combination of different things. Just like in the second session of device, we see how same object can be perceived in so many different ways. But our intent to see something is understood by the Lord and He shows it. So, what is so important about this fact? And the material eye of the Lord shows material things of the world for our mundane eyes. Similarly, the spiritual eye of the Lord, the super soul, can only show us who He is. He Himself can show us. If you want to see the sun, then I cannot use a torch light or a candle to see. I will need what?
Sun.
What is required to see the sun?
Sun.
Sun Himself. Similarly, when I want to see Krishna, when I want to see spiritual world, Krishna only can show it. So when we come to the temple hall in front of the deities and we put ourselves in front of them, they are seeing us. We are not seeing them. You may say, are we not seeing them? Yes, we are seeing. After they show us to them, then only we can see them. Whatever way they are showing us to see them, that only we see. Like somebody may say, this is a wooden statue, this is a marble statue. That's what we want to see. So he shows that. If you want to see the whole Vrindavan Dham manifested in the altar, and the whole spiritual world is present here. With Radha and Krishna and Gaudnita. And then accordingly, the super soul says, this fellow is sincere. He wants to see the spiritual world. So he empowers the jiva to see the spiritual world. So in this way, there is an example given. For example, if I have to pick up this flask, first my eyes should see. Then only I can pick up like this. Isn't it? Is the hand having the eyes to see? No. So the hand is compared to jiva. And this is compared to Paramatma. First Paramatma sees and then only jiva can see. And jiva cannot do any activity without the empowerment of Paramatma. That's what Krishna says. Upadrashtanumantacha varta bhokta maheshwara paramatmeti chapyukto dehesmin purushaparaha. This fact, if it is understood that Krishna sees first and He shows me, then I see. If we can understand this one fact, our mind will become calm, cool and collected, not running in a rat race to set right this, to set right that, iska kya hoga, uska kya hoga, during japa time. Why during japa time we are worrying about this and that? Because we think I am the first seer, I am the controller, everything is in my grip. When first I say things should happen like this, then everything will happen like this. This kind of Swami Bhav or Aham Bhav is what makes us get distracted during chanting. If one can understand this Shastric fact which is given, Shastra says this. Actually the ultimate seer is Paramatma, whose eyes never blink. We think we are so smart, but our eye keeps blinking. And when we are closing our eyes, somebody will steal our. Suddenly, we don't know where it is. You think we are so smart. Somebody is keeping their purse and then bowing down and they got up, they get up, the purse is gone. This is our smartness. You see, in this world. Where a super soul never blinks his eyes. And he is watching 24 hours. In all places, simultaneously, he can watch. Chakshur yasya narishyati. He is watching. So, a devotee depends on him to know the facts. Because he is the supplier of matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. I am the one who gives you smriti, I am the one who gives you jnanam, and I am the one who gives you forgetfulness depending on your attitude. If my attitude is to attain Krishna and I express some sincerity, then he will show me those things by which I can easily understand him. The South Indian Brahmana, when he opened the pages of Bhagavad Gita, he saw the Krishna Arjuna and he had tears in his eyes because he had that sincerity. So Krishna popped out of Bhagavad Gita, from the pages of Bhagavad Gita for him, is it not? On the other hand, in Russia, the Russian fellows, they were searching how to find some fault with this book. In the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, they found, Daitanam Prahladosmi, he said, among the demons I am Prahlad. They said, hey, see here, he says he's demon. They rounded that. And they are presenting it as a case in the court. Here the word demon is used in Bhagavad Gita, so this is. So, if whatever you want to see, only that you will see. If you want sense gratification, even in a temple campus, you will only see sense gratification. The knowledge supplied by super soul. If I want to see Krishna Even in a headquarters of Maya, which is New York, I can see Krishna there. Why? Because Krishna sees first and then we see next. Whatever I want to see, only that He will show. Similarly, when you are chanting the holy name, you can pray, Krishna, please, give me the eyes to see the right things. Make my eyes close to wrong things. And please help me to understand your mercy, coming in the form of scriptures, coming in the form of devotees, coming in the form of your deities, coming in so many holy manifestations all around me. You are so kind that you are helping me to approach you through these various ways. Holy temples, holy deities, holy devotees, holy books, holy rivers, holy dhams, and holy name, holy prasadam. You are coming in so many ways and enveloping me. And I am such a rascal, I still always want to see some dirty things of this world. And I want to be away from you. And you are so kind and benevolent that you also show me dirty things so that I will learn a good lesson myself. So, when we are chanting the holy name, we can put our mind to rest in terms of material chase and material control. Just take the beads and chant, sitting at the lotus feet of Krishna, please kindly help me during this next 2 hours to utter the holy name without sleeping and mind wandering, and hear the holy name with attention. Let me take one mantra at a time and do the homework of endeavoring to hear each word, and that's what I want to do. And if we very strongly pray, Prabhupada used to say, only one who very strongly prays gets his result. Like there are many quacks ducking, many ducks are quacking, small small ducks and some bigger ducks also. And the mother duck brought some food, and the mother duck didn't know whom to give it to. There were dozen ducks. Some ducks were looking at what's the food? Quack, quack, they were saying. But there was one small duck which was very hungry, closing his eyes, this duck went, quack, 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 they were shouting. And the mother felt this was hungry really. Immediately, mother duck gave the food to that particular duck. Prabhupada says, see, intelligent duck. Prabhupada saw this. And Prabhupada, similarly Prabhupada said, if one who is chanting with this prayer, Krishna has to give the realization to the devotee. Because for that devotee, that realization is the topmost in life. And everything else goes behind. Everything else is secondary. If you really want to attain Krishna, Krishna will give himself to us. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desert trees or ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha vipasindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha anantakoti vaishnava vrindaki vaishnava thakurki.